This week, on a special episode of WebMD's Health Discovered podcast, we're taking a closer look at a common form of lung cancer that accounts for 85% of all cases.
When I first heard the words, "you have lung cancer," I was in shock.
It's a diagnosis that changes everything. So what does it really mean to advocate for yourself when you're living with non-small cell lung cancer? Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Turn your tax refund into a new garage door at Menards. Make this the year you check that project off the list. Increase your home's value with a new ideal garage door. From traditional to modern, Menards has a garage door to enhance your home's appearance. Choose from our large in-stock selection or design your own using our free garage door design program. Check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, what seemed like a scenic getaway turned more into a paranormal scavenger hunt.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. To share your real ghost stories with us, you can write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. Tony and Carol with you on today's episode of the program. What's going on?
It is snowing, Tony.
It's snowing.
They said like just a wee little bit, but it is the prettiest snow today.
Yeah.
It's like those big flakes. There's no winds. They're just kind of falling straight down.
Yeah.
It's just a really beautiful day. And I'm kind of over the snow, but I'm looking out because it was just starting to go away.
Mm-hmm.
And now you can't see the street. I can't see my driveway. Like I'm going to have to shovel again. But it's really pretty. It's really, really pretty.
It is pretty when it's there. And then it needs to melt and go away and never come back for another
I know.
Year or whatever. We still have a little bit of ice left, but no snow, thankfully. And I'm good with that.
Oh, my God. We have, like, seriously, still have snow on the ground from a blizzard we had 2 weeks ago. Because we had the blizzard. Then we got 7 inches. And now there's more.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what this is going to end up being. But walking my dog has been treacherous.
Yeah.
And really cold. Because like tonight it's going to be wind chills down to 20 below.
It's just miserable.
It's so cold.
Miserable.
It is so cold. Yes.
A fun try at your own risk thing. I've done when it was ridiculously cold. I've done it like since I was a little kid. You get boiling water. Again, try at your own risk if you want to. I'm not recommending this, so it's not anything bad if you know how to handle simply boiling water. But you go outside and you toss it into the air, and if it's cold enough, it will evaporate before hitting the ground. But also take wind into consideration if you do attempt this, otherwise you can have boiling water blowing right back at you and evaporating on your flesh. So not a great, do it. Again, if you want to do it, look up how to do it. But I remember doing that as a kid And like, that's real. And it is kind of neat. It's, I think I've shown it to Harper once. The thing's only been like that cold at one point in her life where we were. But it was, it's kind of a fun little trick. Or blow bubbles outside when it's freezing like that too. That's fun. The bubbles
that would be kind of cool.
They will solidify and shatter.
Which is really, because I've seen some videos of that. It's really cool to look at.
Yeah, it's neat. It's neat. But it, wind and all that, it's difficult sometimes because it can be so windy. And it doesn't work out very well. But those are just some, you know, fun ways of enjoying
some things
that.
Things I could do tonight in the middle of the night when it's 20 below with a wind chill.
If you just feel like getting up out of your warm bed to wander outside into the negative 20 degree weather in Wichita, Kansas, that seems, you know, there you go. There's some activities for you.
Thank you. I love the way you're always thinking of me.
No problem. No problem. Thank you. I'm looking out. I'm looking out. 855-853-4802, our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online. If you'd like to share your real ghost stories with us, let's go to a caller here and hear this story. Hi.
Hey, guys. I've lived in a few different places around the country and around the world. I had a few experiences in Ireland. Ireland, obviously, is a very old country. The sense of that they don't really tear down their structures. And they think their stay, buildings and such, they stay there for generations. I mean, for hundreds of years, 500 years, you know, 1,000 years, there's stuff that's still standing, castles, old factories, houses. Ireland used to be covered in trees for the most part until pretty much the British Empire, you know, took over Ireland's before it was the British Empire and cut a lot of the trees down, even for ships, yada, yada, yada. But when I was there in 1999, 2000, I mean, that was a while ago, shows you how old I am, I was visiting a farm and I was going to work on the farm and stay on the farm for a little while, and I was kind of traveling around. And I was there in the springtime of 99. It was on the coast, the southwest. And it was an island off the mainland. It was separated by about like a 4-foot stream and waterfalls. And a really pretty little place. And it was, the people had kept it pretty much the way it was, as most people in Ireland do, as far as there's lots of old buildings still on the property. And my first day there, they said, go have a look around and just, just check the place out and come back and see what you think. So I wasn't too tired. I was really excited after a long bus ride to kind of get experience of Ireland and this place that I was at, this farm. I mean, you can look it up online if you want to. It's not really a well-known place, but it actually, it's funny because another thing about Ireland, too, is you mail something to someone, usually there's really not a zip code. It's just like the person's name and like their place and that, and then the county they're in, that's pretty much it. So, his place, their place, it was still covered in trees, you know, it was like the old Ireland. And, they had a couple old buildings on there and, you know, stone walls with vines growing through them. There's no more windows, no more wood anywhere, just the stone walls were left. And I remember as I walked by there, I smelled this really strong smell. Got this really strong smell of perfume. I had this really kind of sixth sense. Yeah, you know, being a sensitive person, especially as a teenager and during that time, I really started kind of picked up like there was someone there or something was there. And it's kind of like a feminine presence. It's this really strong smell of perfume came across in that area. So you're like thinking, what in the world? There's no flowers anywhere. I mean, there's green everywhere, but not any flowers. But it smelled like perfume, like something you buy from a shop. So, you know, I kind of, interesting. Just kept looking around and checked out a few other places. And I walked over the hill down to where the river is. There's salmon that are spawning, and they're trying, you know, jump up the waterfall. It's a gigantic waterfall in the sense of about 15, 20 foot. Just a lot of water coming down. And it was a dark, dark pool. I mean, it's this black pool. And they're right on the ocean. So it was mixing with the ocean water. It just had this really dark, black kind of, you know, just depressed kind of feel to it. And I remember looking into it, and it's telling me, like, please, you know, jump in. And if I felt like if I jumped in, I wouldn't be able to get out. Like, I'd be sucked into that thing. So, again, another weird kind of, you know, weird kind of feeling slash impression. And as I got back to the main house there, you know, on the property, they had about probably about 20 acres. It was all kind of rambling around with, you know, a little bit of hills. And, you know, a few old buildings, too. There was an old mill there, too. I didn't get a chance to see it that on that day. But as I got back to the house and I told them my experiences, they kind of chuckled. And they said, oh, yeah, there's a female banshee that everyone sees, the people have seen over by that first abandoned house, the stone building. And that was a hospital not too long ago. Before that was an orphanage. Before that, it was like a shoe factory. So a lot of history in that one little place. And they say, yeah, a lot of people say they smell perfume and they see a woman wearing a red dress or a green dress with flowing black hair. And given my experiences before, like I mentioned before, about the banshee that I saw in my room, you know, it seems like the ghost that I had seen in my life, there was one other time I did actually see one. It was, again, another female. It was a different time, a whole different story. It seemed to be what my experiences are. So, you know, I kind of was, my hair was sticking up on my arms. I got kind of quiet. And then I told him about the experience with the pool below the waterfall. And they said, oh, just last week, there's a lady who her husband had died. And she was really depressed. And every day she'd go to that waterfall and stare into it for hours. And finally she jumped in and committed suicide. And they found her. And this happened like a week before I got there. I'm thinking, good grief. I mean, it's just like, you know, what else could go, you know, coincidental with that, with those experiences? So, being Ireland 1999, it was pre-Irish, like the industrial modern-day revolution, as far as they had the Celtic Tiger come through, and they had all these jobs, and, you know, everyone had a cell phone and all that stuff. This is right before that started, and this is when I was there, no one had a TV, no one had cell phones, no one locked their doors. So we'd stay up sometimes at night. They had a couple of kids about my age, a little bit younger than me. They had a pretty big family. We'd stay up and tell stories and talk about stuff. And there was a couple people there as well from different countries that showed up as I was there for several weeks. And I remember sometimes we'd stay up till 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, you know, telling stories or talking or whatever, playing games. And I remember I had to walk at night by that abandoned hospital or whatever you want to call it, because I was staying in a little, like, makeshift kind of like visitor's quarters. It's just kind of a little bed and a little like gigantic dollhouse, really. And it's a little wooden shack. And it's by the waterfall, too. It's kind of like in between the two of them. And I had a flashlight with me. And I remember sometimes just running to that, my spot. I just, all of a sudden, my hair and my arms would stand up. And I'm thinking, there's someone either right here watching me or with me or behind me. I never looked back, but I'd book it. I'd run as fast as I could sometimes to where I was sleeping, because I'd get so spooked out. I mean, Ireland itself just had so, resonated with so much of that kind of paranormal stuff. I mean, I could go on for hours. You know, obviously, I won't. But I have a few more stories from Ireland. Maybe I'll call again. And I do have one more from Maryland. And thanks for having me on, and I hope you guys have a good night. Bye.
Thanks for sharing that story. Thoughts on that?
You know, as I'm listening to that story, I was thinking maybe you really need to send me to Ireland to work, and then I could dig up some of these paranormal stories. I mean, because look at everything he went through.
Yeah.
So, I mean, just an idea.
Seems like a legit idea.
I do think it's interesting because, like, the whole banshee thing, I think, is really fascinating. But, you know, I think in Ireland, it's just kind of part of their culture and their beliefs and the fairies and all of that stuff. It's just part of their beliefs. So it's interesting to me that he'd have all of those experiences, including going to that waterfall and hearing, you know, jump in, just jump in, which is weird.
Yeah.
And then finding out that the week before someone actually had. You know, so they're like, oh, yeah, it's the banshee. And so to me, all that stuff's just fascinating.
Do you get to, like, choose that when you're dead? Like, I'm going to go to this waterfall and I'm just going to, like, whisper to people to jump in.
And maybe it's not even that person. It's the banshee.
And then you become the banshee. You're like, I'm going to go be a banshee.
I don't know. Does anybody get to be a Banshee, or they're just certain numbers?
Is Banshee limited to gender roles? Because I always think Banshee is female. Am I correct?
They do say
in that?
Female.
But is Banshee always female?
It seems sexist.
It does. Like, what if you're not a female, but you're a Banshee? What would that be? A Bancher?
What if you're transgender?
That too. What if you're a transgender Banshee?
Could be, right? It just seems like...
I don't know how you're going to get the pronouns out of the Banshee, though.
Exactly.
And I don't know that the Banshee is going to be all that offended either. So maybe just Banshee is kind of like just all around, you know, it's like geese. It's like geese.
Exactly.
Even if it's one goose.
There's no male, female.
Yeah, it's just geese. Yeah.
Doesn't matter. It should be like that anyway. It just doesn't matter.
Yeah, exactly. So, I don't know.
I just think it's a really fascinating story. Like, he had all kinds of experiences.
Yeah, without a doubt.
But I thought it was interesting that they were so specific to the culture with the whole Banshee thing and everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very much so.
I find that very interesting. So, when you're ready to send me there, just let me know. I'm your girl.
I got it.
I'll send you
to go see the Banshees. All right. That sounds like a band from, like, the 90s. Hey, it's the Banshees.
There was a band in the 90s.
Called the Banshees?
Susie and the Banshee.
No shit. Well, there you go. You want access to the bonus episodes, advanced episodes, and all that? Check it out on Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories right now. Until next time, for Carol, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily, and the best part, guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces. I only spend on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily, and the best part, guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
It's tax season, and by now, we're all a bit tired of numbers. But here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, they'll fix it. Guaranteed. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Here's the truth. You could literally be adored by everyone and then come home and still get completely ignored by your own cat. It's classic cat behavior. But new Shiba Premium Puree is a lickable treat that changes all that. They're protein-rich, made with bone broth, and have the smooth, creamy texture cats go crazy for, especially when it's hand-fed. Yeah, it's more than a treat. It's a fast pass to favorite human status. So feed your cat Shiba and go from totally ignored to truly adored in just 12 days, guaranteed, or your money back. Learn more at Shiba.com.